I got married, and my husband had the same education that I had, instruction that I had, and he was...
You got married brainwashed there?
Here. Yeah. He came after me. So when he was brainwashing us to go back there, he was dying for us to go back.
Your boyfriend at the time?
My husband.
Were you married at the time?
Yes.
Because you were 20. What time? When you're?
I was 20 when I got married. It was 6 months. Wait, I didn't give a no.
So prayer. You got married and
6 months after I came in.
Married. Oh, yeah. Did you met him here?
No.
5 years I went out with him.
Oh, he followed.
So you were like dating him in I was the dating Azores, him, and then your father moved you.
And because he asked my father, he didn't want to come here. And he asked my father if we could. I know your daughter is young, but it was all with my mom. So my godmother, Madrina Sara, went over my house, and he told my father she lives with me, and she because my husband had to finish his school. Mm-hmm. He was in the service. He was 7 years in the service, but he went to school at the same time. So he said, even if you don't want to get married at 20, my father said, no, everybody's going with me. So, and he said, he had to sign for me to, because I was younger. So he told my husband, I know that you've been out with my daughter for so long. She comes here 6 months. My mom in front of my father said, don't believe him. I know my husband. Don't believe him. My husband, the next day, went to the Canada councilman. He speak English very well. He said, I need to go to Canada because they have opened.
Get you.
They could open.
He wanted to come get you.
Mm-hmm. He said, I need to go to Canada because I don't have opportunity here that I have there to continue my
study
education. So, and the councilman found very good and strong man and good English, give him the visa right there. He came to my house and he showed my father the visa. My father almost passed out. He was not happy because he will be very close to me.
Well, do you think that your father thought... Do you think maybe your father thought if you were home, it would help his wife, it would help your mother? Like if you got married...
Think of me, you always think of me being the oldest. You wanted to take me out of school to help raising the other children.
Yeah. That was never supposed to marry.
Yeah. So you getting married...
It was his mentality. But it was his mentality. But again, my mother, because she was a fighter, she said, these kids are ours. Mm. She doesn't have nothing to do with this. Mm. And I never forget, one day I told my mom, I said, I don't want to go to school anymore. Because when I get married, I don't want to work out. I want to be the donut casa. Be home with my children.
Okay.
My mother and my father said, listen to her. We forced the boys. That's the way it was. My mom was different.
Just the boys.
Yeah, we forced the boys and
not
the girls.
Me.
No, at the time you didn't.
When I was younger, my mother says something goes. Now she's going. He told my mom she's going to school. She's very smart.
No, it's not. But you didn't. The conversation didn't finish because my mother said to us, to my father, you know what? Even if she wants or not, she's going. Because I don't have girls to be married to a man for them to smack them and they have to be forced. I want my girls to have a profession for them to work for themselves.
That was very...
My mom.
And
she told me...
And that's why we are the way we
think,
are.
Right? Well, came to my
No, if she said, if you think that don't having good marks,
in the blood,
you're going to stay home because you repeat a year, it's going
to
be wrong
then
because you
continue
to go to school.
That's like
all what he
school.
Can do for you. And we don't have houses, we don't have the money between. To leave
and he goes,
you.
No,
but
I do have...
Education. Mm-hmm. You guys can support themselves. But you know what? Girls have to go to school.
Yeah.
No matter what, with not only the boys.
Just think about it. Honestly, if you put yourself in her brain, what happened to her, she lost her mother so young, with the father going, but getting bounced around.
She didn't pen for my father.
She wanted to make sure her daughters were taken care of
because she knows what she had suffered.
She could take care of yourself.
She made just as much as my father made.